Campfed Federal Minimum Detention Facility, Art Therapy Room. The men continue to work on their projects, painting in different media and techniques. Bernie, looking at his painting. You know, guys, it's ironic how we're locked up here while art forgers roam freely. Bernie listens intently, his brush gently stroking the canvas. Ivan, the art world thrives on imagination, on breaking rules and pushing boundaries. Michael, it's less regulated than the stock market, less controlled. Ivan, engrossed in his artwork, adds his thoughts. Ivan, you see, the art world attracts a different personality type, the creatives, the ones who think outside the box. Michael, meticulously working on his painting, chimes in. Bernie, it's simple, my friend. When you lie, you consciously choose to distort the truth. You're still tied to reality, Michael. But when you bullshit, you don't care about truth or falsehood. It's all about serving your own interests, regardless of facts. Michael and Ivan exchange puzzled looks, waiting for Eugene to elaborate. Bernie sees, for the honest man, his words reflect what he believes to be true. The liar, on the other hand, deliberately presents falsehoods. Ivan. But the bullshitter, he doesn't give a damn about truth. He just spews whatever suits his purpose, no matter how absurd it may be. Bernie chuckles, starting to grasp Eugene's point. Eugene, so are you saying you navigate the art world differently, leveraging your special knowledge? Ivan smiles, appreciating the realization. Ivan, we bring a unique perspective. We can bridge the gap between art and business. Bernie, yet, authenticity, that's the key, isn't it? In the art world, it holds immense value. But what defines authenticity? Is it simply a signature on a canvas, or is there something more to it? Bernie, contemplating his own brushstrokes, joins the conversation. Michael, authenticity goes beyond a mere signature. It's about capturing the essence of the artist, their unique perspective and expression. It's the emotional connection the viewer feels when they stand before a genuine masterpiece. Ivan, his strokes becoming bolder, interjects with a thought-provoking question. Ivan, but what if we could recreate that emotional connection, that essence? Bernie, can a forgery possess its own authenticity, its own artistic value? Michael, his eyes fixed on his painting, considers the idea. Michael, perhaps in some cases a well-crafted forgery can evoke emotions just as powerful as an original piece. It challenges the notion of authenticity and raises questions about the subjective nature of art. Eugene nods, his brush returning to the canvas with renewed purpose. Bernier's won't simply be replicas. They will be works of art in their own right. Born from our collective creativity and skill, they will challenge the established boundaries, forcing the art world to question its own definitions. Bernie adds a touch of color to his painting, a symbolic gesture. Michael, what if there's nothing tangible? It becomes a commentary on the very nature of art itself. Bernie, something like, exposes the fragility of the concept of authenticity, reminding us that value lies not solely in the object, but also in the experience it elicits. All laugh at the apt irony. Ivan, a glimmer of excitement in his eyes, steps back to admire his canvas. Ivan, we're creating art that challenges, that provokes thought and emotion. Our work becomes a statement, a fusion of creativity and intellect, Bernie and business. As they continue painting, the room fills with a sense of purpose and possibility. Eugene raises his brush triumphantly, the final stroke completing his masterpiece. They raise their brushes in agreement, united in their mission to challenge conventions, fueled by their shared passion for both art and the intricate dance between truth and deception.